In today's fast-paced world, we are often required to remember a wealth of information. But is there anything we can do to help us remember things more easily? Recently, there has been an increase in brain training books, websites, and apps which claim to improve memory by enhancing brain fitness. However, these are not scientifically proven. Now, a research group in the Netherlands believes that the key to a better memory may actually lie in exercise, but it's all to do with timing. I'm Claire Armstrong, and I spoke to Professor Guillen Fernandez to find out what they did in the study.
The participants learned a series of pictures of everyday objects, and so they had to learn the whole series. And then they either started with the physical exercise and then had some controlled rest, or they started with the controlled rest and did then their exercise, or they just had the controlled rest. Then 2 days later, the memory of which object was on the screen was tested. Group of subjects that had the exercise 4 hours after learning performed better than the other two, and the other two performed literally the same.
Okay, so actually when you had a slight delay between the learning and the exercise, that led to better memory recall.
Yes.
And what made you decide to do this study in the first place?
Yeah, there is data in rodents showing that physical exercise is known to increase these proteins important for the stabilization of the initial memory trace.
And were you surprised to find that it was actually about 4 hours afterwards that had the best effect on memory?
Exactly. That was a surprising result. The annual data would suggest that actually the immediate test would be more efficient than the 4 hour, and we got exactly the opposite. For that finding, we have only a post hoc explanation. For me, the most plausible is that the immediate exercise had a combination of a beneficial and a detrimental effect.
So what would the detrimental effects be?
We think that is a psychological interaction, that we call it interference. If you learn new things one after the other, learning the second thing interferes with the memory formation of the first. That's a well-established psychological effect called interference. Doing physical exercise in that controlled way for the first time, of course, creates many memories. And that might have interfered with the material we have asked them to study before. So that's a more psychological explanation.
So therefore, when you actually have a gap between the learning and the exercise, there's more time for the original memories that you formed to consolidate before you exercise.
Yeah, without interference. I think if you do it 10 hours later, then it's too late. So it needs to be a certain time window. For a follow-up, I would do now exercise on different time points, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and then I would actually expect kind of a gradient that probably 2-3 hours after learning the effects the largest. That would be my prediction.
Do you think giving a gap between learning and exercise could apply to other types of memory tests as well?
There's no good reason to believe that it's fundamentally different for different memories. That's a very general biological process. I think it will be very general. That's my expectation.
Many people associate stress relief and well-being with exercise, but the finding that with revision and then taking a break, doing some kind of intense exercise will help your performance. Many students would be very happy to hear something like that.
Good.
That was Professor Guillen Fernandez from the Donders Institute for Brain Cognition and Behaviour.